Radio Prague News.
Prague's Druzhiny Airport has had to cancel flights to several European destinations as airports there close to traffic. Finance Minister Eduard Janota has not ruled out Czech participation in an EU effort to shore up the troubled Eurozone. And the Czech ombudsman Otakar Motyl has died at the age of 77. Prague's Ruzhiny Airport was forced to cancel flights to several European destinations on Sunday as airports in Italy, France, Germany and Austria closed to traffic due to the spread of a volcanic ash cloud over their airspace. Eurocontrol, the European Organization for the Safety of Air Navigation, said in a statement on Sunday that the ash cloud would contaminate Czech airspace by Sunday evening. Prague's Ruzhiny Airport has advised travellers to inform themselves in advance about scheduled flights in and out of the Czech capital. Finance Minister Eduard Janota has not ruled out Czech participation in an EU effort to shore up the troubled Eurozone. Speaking in a televised debate on Sunday, Minister Janota said several aid mechanisms were on the table of a meeting of the 27 EU finance ministers in Brussels later that day. The Czech finance minister said that either way, the Czech economy would feel the impact of this crisis as a result of growing interests on state bonds. The Czech finance ministry had been planning a new emission of euro bonds, but is now considering whether to issue any new bonds at all. The Czech ombudsman Otakar Motyl died on Sunday at the age of 77, the CTK news agency reported. Mr. Motyl was the country's first ombudsman, taking up the post in December of 2000. He previously served as Justice Minister and President of the Supreme Court. In all his posts, Mr. Motyl enjoyed great public trust, and President Václav Klaus, who was originally against setting up the post of ombudsman in the Czech Republic, recently admitted that with his dedicated work, Mr. Motyl had convinced him of the opposite. Attending a military parade in Moscow to celebrate the 65th anniversary of the end of World War II, Czech President Václav Klaus said he did not regard present-day Russia as a security threat and regretted the fact that some people in the Czech Republic persisted in viewing it as such. The president noted that the presence of Western statesmen and soldiers on Moscow's Red Square this year for the first time since the war was a clear signal of a shift in relations towards greater trust and cooperation. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.